Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
I want to reaffirm our faith that God is alive and ready to heal and mend confused hearts. Before I come to you with the word this morning, I would like the choir to bless us with a song.
Another episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. But I first want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and everyone in the 42 countries around the globe. Last I checked, I should check again, it might be more. But before I bring in Sir Charles Carey, I want to say hi to my co-host, Chris Michael Ward. How you doing, Chris?
Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing the best I can.
Me too.
All right. Well, that song I played a little bit of was from the Fab Heartbeats, the movie, I Feel Like Going On. And the reason why I chose that as the intro to serve Michael, Sir Charles Carey, is because he has been through so much to get where he's at, you know, and he's a true testament of being diligent, you know, never giving up. one foot in front of the other and just keep going with God, regardless of what people say about you. They try to pull you down because, you know, he led him to waste a quarter of a century as a substance abuser. He transitioned from being an addict to a government employee to a peak performance leadership strategist. He has trained agencies across the country. He has transformed his own life-threatening challenges like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, two-time cancer survivor, nominated Man of the Year by Leukemia Lymphoma Society. He's an Amazon bestseller in addition to working with Fortune companies in a variety of settings. His message has become heard on ION TV, CBS, NBC, ABC, Radio 1, and a keynote reality show, and as well also an Unmasked radio show right here, right now. But, you know, he has done a lot of things. If I was to keep reading, our time would run out, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stop right here and introduce this phenomenal, phenomenal guy, Sir Charles Carey. How you doing, baby?
I am grateful. I am always grateful just to be amongst the living, to have experienced everything that I experienced, and have every opportunity that has been presented to me.
Well, that's a blessing, you know, because quiet is kept, you know, as much as you have went through, what was it that kept you holding on? Was it a mom or grandmother? I mean, sometimes people who have went through what you went through, they don't survive. They can't pull themselves out of it. They get caught up and they wind themselves, you know, homeless, dead, you know, addicted, you know, and they can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. What was your epiphany to help you go forward in the positive direction?
I think there were a lot of things in my case, probably too much to go through, but, you know, I'm the last surviving son and child of my father. That's something that when I realized that's my reality, it really hit me that I've been given grace. Another thing that's been giving me grace, or I had grace, was the fact that through many of my trials and tribulations, you know, God gives us the freedom of choice, and I made a ton of bad choices. And to know that there was a worried, concerned, and loving mother and sister out there that always prayed for me. They always tried to keep me covered. Well, actually, they helped
Amen.
Me keep me covered. That was another major factor. And then I knew that because of those things I just stated, there was more for my life. There was more destined for my life. And a responsibility fell upon my shoulders to search or seek those things out and to bring them to life. So that's my mission, you know, being a realist, living not just my best life, but living my life with purpose.
Well, I'm so grateful that your sister and your mother and whoever else out there that knew you, that knew they could see your potential, that they had to pray you through. Because I know as a little child, you know, my grandkids before they grew up, you know, I could see which one had purpose, had a certain way about them that you knew that they could be great if they were just directed in the right direction. So I'm so glad that, you know, you survived cancer. You know, I'm so glad that you have done all the things you've done, you know, because I am so impressed when I see a BMW. And for people who don't know what a BMW is, a black man worker. And, baby, you've been working it. You've been working it. You've been all
exactly.
But, Sir Charles, on the real, I got a question for you.
Yes, my first question for Sir Charles. Sir Charles, in doing the homework for this episode, I came across your YouTube video that I guess was uploaded like 5 months ago where you asked the question, are you living life, are you enjoying life with somebody or living life at the same time as somebody? And I was just wondering if you could explain that.
Well, a lot of times we're in relationships or we have even personal or professional relationships. And, you know, we go from day to day doing what we're doing. If it's business, that speaks for itself. If it's personal, that also speaks for itself. But are you happy in that space with that individual, or are you just going through the motions and it doesn't really amount to anything meaningful? And I think a lot of us, you know, because I know I've been there, we're just going through the motions and there's nothing really there, but we still stay there, of course, with hopes of it means something, it manifesting into something more significant. And sometimes we need someone to pull the covers off of us so we can recognize where we are and how we're living. It's like, how do you get down? Is that how you're living? You're just going through the motions, acting like it's what it's not, or are you actually working towards making it better? You know, do you recognize the difference? So that's what that clip came from, really just really trying to make us be real with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I know one thing. You spend a lot of time in the books because it's amazing how many things you have done. I can't even begin to say them all. But could you tell me what you did with the National Institute of Health? So I used to work there when I used to be a Capitol Police.
Well, I went there to do a keynote talk and a workshop. And, you know, I think I went to the main campus down in Baltimore. And, you know, that was a wonderful opportunity. But like I say, I am so grateful for all of the opportunities that are thrust upon me or that are I'm allowed to take advantage of those things, because I know that you don't always get a chance to know who you're helping, but to do your job, to do the work is the most important thing. And whoever gets the benefit, it's not about you, it's about delivering what was put into you that you should be giving or sharing with the world, with the masses. So when I did that engagement, that's exactly what I do. In fact, I do that with all engagements. I try to leave it all on the floor, as they say.
Okay, and it's one thing, too. You're the only one in the United States who was a peak performance strategist. Could you explain what that is?
Well, a peak performance strategist, there are others, but my thing is being real with people. And a peak performance strategist tries to get participants, the student, the listener, whoever it is that's in the midst of their path or on their in their environment to be the best versions of themselves. Some peak performance strategists focus on other topics. My topic in particular is mindset. You know, how do you think about things? How are you living through life? How are you walking through life? How are you actually manifesting or tapping into your God-given gift, skill, talent, or ability? And, you know, mindset is the foundation of what I speak on, but I speak on it as it relates to customer service, as it relates to communication skills, and as it relates to leadership. And, you know, sometimes it's an all-encompass talk on all three topics. Sometimes it's individual components of the three topics. You know, it's not always the same, but the point is, whichever the main focus is, how can I get the people that are in that audience to learn something that will put them on course or on a path to become the best versions of themselves as that leader or that communicator, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Chris, go ahead with your next question.
Okay. My next question, Sir Charles, is, you know, when you got the news that your first book was going to be published, where exactly was you, and how did it make you feel? I mean, that's a big deal. I would think that's a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal for me because at the time, you know, I'm a creative, a true creative, which means the arts are my playhouse. That's where I really flourish. That's where I enjoy expressing and participating and sharing my talents, and that's specifically spoken word, and that's also music and things of that nature. So at this point, when I became and started tapping into the craft of speaking, one of my mentors suggested that I become a published author because, you know, as a speaker, you should always have a product to support whatever it is that you speak about or whatever it is that you represent. And at that time, I was shifting from the creative side to the speaking side, and I published a book called Poetic Expressions, and it really felt good because it was a perfect blend of the creative arts as well as inspirational topics. Some of the poems were about inspiration. And then I found that I really wanted something a little more solidified for or from a speaker's perspective. So I wrote my memoir, which became an Amazon bestseller. Courage.
Awesome.
Facing Mortality. Thank you. Courage Facing Mortality. Cancer was not my only obstacle. And because I learned how to get published, it was just a very rewarding feeling when it was all said and done. After the writing, after the proofing, after the editing, after the packaging, I really felt like I'd done something I'd never planned on doing. So it's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's so much that you have done. As far as Homeland Security, FLETC, F-L-E-T-C, what's that, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center?
Yeah, FLETC, yes.
Yeah, I went to that. It was in Glencoe, Georgia. I went there as a member of the Department of Treasury as training. So was you there as well?
Well, I didn't go to Glencoe. I went to the facility here in Maryland. I can't think of the name of it right now. It's right off right next to Clinton, Maryland. They have another campus here. So I went to the one here in the DMV, and that's where I learned the instructor's program on how to teach and giving different instructions, because I taught law enforcement a lot. I taught them from, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Detroit, Chicago, Boston. I even went to Georgia, some of the government facilities, to teach their law enforcement on customer service and things of that nature. And, it was well received. They gave me a lot of accolades, and I was grateful that I had those opportunities as well.
Yeah, because I used to be a federal correctional officer, so that's why I went to Glencoe, Georgia, FLETC. And I saw that. I said, maybe we crossed paths or something, you know?
Yeah, back in my mind, I'm still trying to think of the location here in Maryland. I just can't think of it right. I'm always talking about it because that was a big deal when I first got certified and received my train-the-trainers certification. But I can't think of it. It's right next to Clinton, Maryland. But, yeah, they had the Cove, and then they had the other facility, which
is here.
You
talking about Jessup out there? You talking about Jessup, Maryland?
Nah, Clinton. It's closer in. Just can't think of the name of it. Good gracious alive. I usually have my stuff out, but I don't have them out. It's right before you get to, not right before, but it's near Brandywine, Maryland, way before you get
PG
to Waldo.
County.
Yeah, it's in PG County. Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, when I went there to Glencoe, Georgia for the academy, I was living in California at the time.
Oh, okay.
And, oh, my God, I loved it. I met so many people. I love the routine. It was hard, though, but a sister, she did what she had to do. Man, you know, it was rough. Woo, 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 woo. But, you know.
Yeah. You know, but it's well worth it when it's all said and done. You know, you get the certification, you prove your self-worth, you make it happen.
Yep, and it also gave me discipline, you know. People don't understand. People think that a lot of times that they've been through stuff, and they really haven't until they hit rock bottom. And I'm not talking about you hit rock bottom because you stay in someone else's house. I'm talking about you hitting rock bottom, whether you're on drugs, whether you're homeless. You know, sometimes when you hit rock bottom and you're just getting close to death by the choices that you make, you know, it really makes a difference. And your achievements that you acquire after that fact, you know. So my thing is, for anybody who's listening, you know, I don't care where you've been, where you're at, wherever you're at, you don't have to stay there. Just trust and believe, you know. and keep believing in yourself first, not what people say that you ain't going to be about nothing. You ain't going to make it. Don't listen to that, because your royalty, God breathed his breath of life into each and every one of us, so you have the ability to be whatever you want to be. But it starts with your own mind. You got to believe in yourself first. And on that note, Chris got his – yep, go ahead, darling.
No, I was going to say, that's why I have the slogan and the catchphrase, the right mindset is all you need. And the name of my book series and some of my talks are Radiate the Brain and Change the Game. And, the whole book series speaks about mindset from either one perspective or another. Or I remember the name of the place, Cheltenham, Maryland. Cheltenham, that's it.
Okay.
That's why mindset is the foundation of what I speak about, because I really believe that when we are able to shift our thinking and shift our behaviors, then we can get different results, and hopefully it's the best possible result for us for whatever it is that we're doing, whether it's daily life, business life, or anything otherwise.
And also sometimes you have to shift the people that you're dealing with, because some people don't want to be about nothing. They don't want you to be about nothing, and they want to be messy and in the mud like pigs and slop. So sometimes if you got to want to be better, you got to stop being one of those persons that you've been around that ain't trying to be nothing.
You got to change your environment. You got to change the people that are around, because everyone isn't going to grow and everyone isn't going to go where you plan on going.
Amen. Speak the truth, baby. Okay, yeah. So some of you got another question sitting over there.
Yeah, my next question, Sir Charles, as somebody, I think it's very brave that you overcome substance abuse. But for our international audience, do you have, any advice for anybody who's currently dealing with that? Do you have any advice that maybe helped you?
Well, I know it can be difficult, not just because I've been through it, but I've seen it, I've been through it. And it's sort of like what Terry was just saying, you sometimes have to change your associations, because you can change your mind all you want. You can decide to change your behaviors. But if the same people are around you 9 times out of 10, or maybe even 8 times out of 10, I'll say, they're going to have some type of influence or draw on your behaviors, your mindset, your mentality, and what you do your day-to-day. So you need to be able to do all of that. Change your associations, sometimes change your environment, and you definitely have to change the way you look at life. The most important thing is, if you could do it on your own, you would, or they would,
right.
But from another source. And it could be your place of worship. It could be a deacon, a pastor. It could be a psychiatrist, a psychologist. It could be a recovery center. Anywhere that you can get the support for someone that really has your best interest or has the resources to help you shift, that's where you need to start. Who can help me change my circumstances? What are the things I need to do? They always talk about people, places, and things. Who are the people you're around? What are the places that you go? And what are the things that you do? Those are the most critical components. And even though it's simple, 3 things, those 3 things encompass or may encompass a lot. So I know for myself, my first time trying to change my circumstances, I did well for a while, but I didn't do the inside work. And eventually I fell flat on my face again after several months of abstinence. Then the second time around, the opportunity was presented to me, and I did much better, and I never looked back, because not only did I work on the outside, but I worked on the inside, and I got the results, and I got the education. Why do I do what I do? What does it lead to? What are the numbers? How many people normally survive? How does it impact their families? When I got all of this information, I was then able to do that 180-degree shift and continue to move forward.
Amen. Amen. Sir Charles, I got a question about the National Speakers Association and the Toastmasters. I had a girlfriend who was a part of that. What does it take to be belong to the organization? Is there a dues, or does it help people who are shy become able to speak in front of people? I mean, give us a rundown on that.
Well, Toastmasters is a good organization to sort of wet your feet into the speaking arena. You know, it does tell you all the ins and outs of speaking and, you know, humorous speaking and congratulatory speaking and, you know, political speaking. It tells you about the different types of talks that people do, actual toast, talking about yourself, things like that. And it's a good start in the arena or on the journey to becoming a speaker, a more regular speaker, whether it's for your church, your association, you know, whatever it may be. It's a really good operation. And there is a fee. It's usually very small. Once you start to speak more regularly, then hopefully you'll begin to slowly but surely position yourself to get funded for your talks. You're talking about things that really make a big difference. One of the things I do, I teach people about how to become a better presenter and things like that. The program was called Tell Your Story, Live Your Story, Be Your Story. But now I've changed that to another program called The Complete Process. And what it consists of is the speaking components. It speaks to the product development components and how you form your talk. How do you actually get out there? And compared to all the, I guess, the options you have out there to learn this, I probably should be charging a lot more, but I charge a pretty reasonable, I think, amount to help people get on their feet. The National Speakers Association, there's a fee as well, but they sort of teach you some of the nuances of how to go about speaking from also a professional basis. You know, it just depends on the person, and if they know what they want, will determine or should determine the route that they want to take. So, but I have many of my clients are pastors and reverends and deacons and people in ministry, and some are just everyday people, and some of them are entrepreneurs, and many of them have found success by writing their books. Many of them have gone on television programs like myself. Many of them are doing their own events now because I pour into people and let them know the real deal. It's not about trying to take people's money, as a lot of people do, but I've been there. I've been on the other side where I wanted it so badly, and I got strung on it. You know, they run you around and tell you this. They tell you everything but what you need to know. But I don't play those games.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I like what you said. Yeah. You said that when you be speaking, sometimes that people – come up to you and offer you money to speak for them based on they heard your speaking abilities at a function that they was attending?
Yes, I've had that experience, absolutely. In fact, I've got that experience coming up again in August based on something I did. I did an engagement, and people were talking about a couple of my programs, and someone called me up at Clear Blue asking me to speak for an agency, the FAA. So I'll be doing that engagement coming up pretty soon.
I'm scared of you, baby. That's awesome. That's wonderful.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Man, I know you like wearing them suits because you're always suited and booted, but I guess you need to. I guess you're wearing cufflinks too, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
What's going on?
Absolutely.
Okay, Sir Charles. I'm mad at you.
Yes, indeed.
Baby, that's all right. More props to you. Chris got another question for you.
yes, Sir Charles. You have done a lot in your career. What's next? Like, what's on your bucket list?
Funny you should ask. I'm working on a new CD, a music CD. I've, you know, been into music and writing and, you know, lyricist and singer and all that for a long time. But because of the speaking, took up a lot of my time. I haven't had a lot of time to share or spend on my creative side. So now, April 27th, I will be debuting a new album called Charisma, which is a play off my last name, Carrie. So just C-A-R-Y apostrophe S-M-A-T-I-C, Charismatic, play on words. and that we will be doing it. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. And we're excited about it. Yeah, we're putting things in order now. We got a few videos out there on YouTube. So if you go to Sir Charles Carey Music, you'll see songs like Bae, B-A-E, and You're Sexy, and The Door. There's several songs out there, music videos as well, on YouTube.
Oh, wow. Well, give me a minute. We'll take a little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Look at this face, I know the years are showing. Look at this life, I still don't know where it's going. I don't know much, but I know I love you. That may be all I need to know.
Look at these eyes, they've never seen what matters. Look at this dream, so big and so better.
I don't know much, but I know I love you. That may be all I need to know. So many questions, still left unanswered. So much I've never broken through.
And when I feel you near me, sometimes I see so clearly. The only truth I've ever known.
With inspiration. Look at this soul, still searching for salvation. I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that may be all I need to know.
From north to south, east to west, and all around the globe to listen to our special guest, Sir Charles Carey. But, you know, Charles, you have done so many things. You know, your resume is unlimited, you know. I ran out of characters trying to put down information about you. But we do know that you play music. But before we rock up out of here, could you just bless us with a little acapella? Show us what you're working with, because you do have an album getting ready to drop soon.
I do have an album that's coming out soon. Let's see if I have something that I could share with you. Oh, what happened here? Let's see. What's this? What am I looking for? Let's see. Maybe there's something. What comes to mind really quickly?
Okay.
Yeah, there's I think the big, one of the most popular songs I've got is a song called "The Door." I'm not really in great voice right now because I've got so much stuff going on, but I think I can muster up something for you and see what I can find.
I'm not going to clown you. We'll take what you give us.
Oh,
we know
okay,
it's cold up there.
Yeah, it is. It is. Absolutely.
Yes.
Cold.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. How about this? Let's see. How does this work?
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, police department.
Hey, baby, I get excited when I look at you. Hey, baby, I can't deny it. My nature says true. Everything I see,
I yeah, that's a track called Bay, B-A-E.
Okay,
hey,
well, let me just say, okay, but let me just tell you thank you. And the reason why I'm telling you thank you is because it's so refreshing to hear slow music, R&B music, music that speaks to the realness of emotions for someone to another person. And they don't have to be
right.
Jumping up and down and rapping and cussing and all stuff. But, you know, thank you, because I liked it out the gate when I heard the melody, you know. So, yes, let me and Chris know when that thing hits. You know,
yeah,
I can
absolutely.
Do an album, but I probably can do a CD for my
yes.
car.
Look, April 27th, let them look to Lottie, Dottie, and every daggone body. We're doing it live right here in the DMV. And, I'll be posting it on social media, so please share the information and feel free to come through.
I will, and call me direct.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me,
okay.
Let me have a lot of things going on. But yeah, Charles, that's hot. I see right now you're going to have a whole lot of groupies and you're going to act like you don't know what, okay? But keep
well,
in touch.
That's me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You see them, you're going to be up there singing them, and you're going to be out in the audience, and you sitting there, and they were swooning and everything, and they, oh, I'm single. Oh, look at that fine brother up there. You know, oh, it's going to get messy.
Oh, that's the goal.
I hope I'll see you in the shade room.
Uh-oh.
Okay. But anyway, we got to bounce about it here. Thank you for your time. Sir Charles Perry,
yeah.
Anybody who didn't get all of this, just go to the archives and you can get it from the beginning. Charles, you can post this wherever you want 5 minutes after we shut it down. Thank you, Chris.
Right.
You know, keep
welcome.
Driving safe. And you too,
yep.
Charles, too. Oh, let me give applause to these two people right here. My co-host is Sir Charles Perry. They both recently got their license. Baby, if I knew know that y'all needed a chauffeur, I could have drove y'all around. I could put on a black cap and a black outfit and make it do what it do, but you know, you didn't ask the sister, so I didn't know.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate both of you.
Well,
Carrie,
you're welcome.
Well, you take care, and you have a great weekend, both of y'all. And on that note,
you
see
too.
Us next week, everybody.
Yeah, next week. Okay.
All righty. Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.